Hello and welcome to the Dadcast. My name is Matt.
My name's Paul.
And we are both dads, gamers, and tech lovers.
And content creators.
And don't forget content creators. This is our podcast and we hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned, tune into future episodes, and we hope that you enjoy the chill out with us. And of course, we like to enjoy
a good old fashioned drinky poo.
A good old fashioned drinky poo. So we will always introduce a new drink each week or each episode. So stay tuned, tune in, have fun, chill out, and de-stress as a parent, a dad, a gamer, and a tech lover.
Enjoy it.
Peace.
Love you.
Nice. Almost forgot that one. Almost forgot the most important bit.
Oh, God. I haven't even tested this mic, so I'm ad-libbing now. I'm normally pretty good, though.
You're going to have to. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 21.
A very unorganized 21, as we've just found out.
Yeah, fairly unorganized. But no, this is pretty organized. There's been a lot of setup tonight. And I'm just hoping I've got the mic settings right. I can see your mic is working.
My mic's always spot on.
Your mic is pretty reliable. Bit of product placement. This is the Rode NT USB. And it's actually been a killer mic.
It's been so good.
It's been a really good mic. Like, the levels are good. I didn't do any editing with your voice.
No.
You naturally sound this sexy.
I try.
You do try. This is a new mic. So this has been involved in the last two... including this one, two shows. This is the Rode Pod mic, and I've done a few bits of content with it as well.
Mm. I really like the design of that mic.
It is cool. It's obviously white, which was a big factor in this. So new mic, old mic. Let's hopefully get a nice sounding podcast today. So welcome back, everyone. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
For our regulars.
Yeah.
And hello.
Hello to the Belgians.
Our Belgian ones. We don't know Belgium.
Hello.
They're Belgian at all.
Hello is universal.
Hello is universal. So is I love you. Thank you for 21 shows.
21 shows. You'd have
it's
thought.
It's flown past. We're well ahead of target.
Kind of comfy. I honestly thought this was going to be like, we'd do about 10 and go,
We've stuck to it. Yeah. I think the number one goal of this podcast was to stick to it, stick to a fortnightly, and it's only wavered a tad when holidays or whatever's got in the way. But otherwise,
we have
stuck to it the whole year.
Do you know why?
Why?
Booze.
Exactly why. Exactly why. So we've got a nice little bit of different podcast booze this week.
Yes.
Because I think we both probably have acknowledged that we've kind of gone on a bit of a beer drive.
Yeah.
Four or five episodes.
I look at all the beers in the shop now and I'm like, I don't want to come in with a
normal beer.
Yeah.
We've kind of tapped out the unique beer flavors. We've had pina colada. We've had Yorkshire pudding. We've had
jam roly poly,
raspberry ripple. What was the other one that was quite nice that we did?
Burnt toffee one, wasn't it?
Burnt toffee. We've done some really good, unusual beers, but there's only so many of those in the shop.
Yeah.
So I went to a local shop, a household name shop, 2 days ago to buy Coke for the missus, not cocaine.
Say what, Pablo Escobar's shop.
She should have had some, I tell you. Cheer up this week. But I saw something. I was like, "Oh, what's that?" It was tucked away right in the corner. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was beer or cider. And it was neither.
Okay.
And I was like, that is a bit of podcast right there. So picked it up. There's been a bit of prep. Now, obviously, I've given you a small teaser already.
Yeah, I got a random text this evening saying, do I have a lemon?
Do you have a lemon? Yeah, and I was a bit gutted because I thought I had one. I saw some a couple of weeks ago. They've obviously either gone off or whatever, but we didn't have any.
It turns out we had four. I don't know why we've got four lemons in the fridge, but we do.
You're well prepared. Mm. You were prepared for tonight. You've been training for this your whole life, as they say.
Just in case.
So I've put these in the freezer. They actually look, the outside of the cans look frosty, which hopefully bodes well, because I think it is a drink that needs to be cold. Now, I haven't done any ice. The only thing I wanted was some crushed ice. Mm-hmm. So I prepped everything else under this little blanket over here, hiding it from you. But at some point, I'm going to need to tell you what it is. We went for our usual Friday night drink next to the office,
yep.
And I stole a couple of nice glasses as well. I didn't steal. I asked if I could borrow them.
Okay.
So I proverbially stole them. I said, can I borrow? It's two that you're not afraid of breaking, because I know what we're like when we get going. Could be a bit wild, and you're not working tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
but now the local bar also knows that you've got your own podcast.
They do.
So
he did say, in fairness, I can make some cocktails for you, but they charge £7 a glass of wine. So I did say I'd pay for it, but I dread to think how much it would cost for a custom smoky cocktail with all the effects.
Live podcast from the from the restaurant
would be quite cool.
Would be quite fun.
He never has any customers apart from us, so we'd be perfect for that.
Would be ideal, yeah.
So let's get going with this. So I don't really know how to do this first because there is a bit of assembly required.
Okay. Do you want me to like close my eyes?
Yes, but you're going to have to keep talking, so otherwise it'll be very boring.
Keep talking with my eyes closed.
So keep talking with your eyes closed. So I'm going to get this prepared and come off mic.
This is going to be a whirlwind of shit.
I'm going to prep you just... I'm not going to pour it. Well, no, I will pour it. I'll do the whole shebang. For those that are on camera, I'm going to show you what we're doing. One of those glasses there.
And I'll just sit with my eyes closed.
Sit with your eyes closed.
Like a lemon.
Oh, the bowl was big enough. Just big enough as well.
Okay, just big enough. So have we got any clues or have we got any blurb? We do like a bit of text.
There is blurb once I poured it, but I can't give it to you yet because I need to get this bit done because this is a dead giveaway. Right, there's one for the camera's benefit as well. Let's get that on there.
This whole camera is just me with my eyes shut now.
It's not going to focus now. Not going to focus. There we go. So we got that done. So there's mine. Let's do yours now. And we are doing a little bit of magic.
I'd give a nice description of what you're doing, but all I'm hearing is the most
weird noises.
Weirdest sounds.
I'm just preparing the flashlight.
Yeah. If I open your eyes, my eyes and you're in black leather, we've got a problem.
Well, basically, I bought one of those Willy molds and I'm just getting it out of the
just
mold.
Get out of the mold now.
I'm just going to get out of the mold for you.
Open wide.
Right, okay, so... glasses have been... I don't know if I should have... God, they're slippery. So, it comes in a can, is your only clue so far.
Okay.
For the cameras. We'll see, I know there's no light.
So, we're not going beer or cider.
No.
So, we're on a spirit tonight.
Kind of. Right, there we go. There's one. The nice thing is, that's not even a can. Oh no, it's just about. There we go, just a can. So we've got basically two. I'm going to put that over here so we can see that on camera. Right. So before you open your eyes,
yeah,
I'm going to read it out to you.
Okay.
So, a cocktail made with dead man's fingers, tequila, reposado, and lime and orange flavorings for a taste of the unusual. One, two, three, open your eyes.
Very nice. The old margarita, dead man's fingers.
Margarita, dead man's fingers. Oh,
tell you what, it's got so bright in here all of a sudden.
It has. So there we go. There is our drink for this week. This is a bit of different stuff here.
Yeah.
So you've made that is what the lime was for.
Ah.
Salt.
You've gone, I see.
Yeah. So salted, the lime.
You've salted my rim.
I've salted your rim. I got a salty rim. So well, basically.
Aren't we fancy fellows?
So this is a posh drink for us. This is a margarita mix from Dead Man's Fingers with hints of orange and lime, I think it said. I have to read the can again. Margarita mix with tequila reposado. It's only 5%.
Not bad.
So I think it's very much a social little drink.
Yeah.
But shall we take a little tipple?
We shall.
Chin chin.
Chin chin.
Let's try this. Don't spill it.
The salt off my lips.
Ooh, the salt. The salt gives it a funny little...
gives it a bit of a kick, doesn't
gives
it?
Gives it a little kick, because otherwise it's very lemonade-y.
Mm. Yeah, if you were making this yourself, you'd definitely have more rum to it.
A lot more, and a lot more tequila.
Mm. Well, I appreciate the presentation.
Mm.
It was worth a snooze.
That's the most effort I've gone into in our podcast drinks.
Yeah, it's cool. So now what you really need to do is do a photo of them as they are before you drink them.
The problem is, I'm using all the cameras to film this segment of the thing. Okay. So we'll have to top them up in a minute. But yeah, there we go.
Mm.
That was in co-op. Dead Man's Fingers, very cool can.
Yeah, very nice.
Only 5%. A little bit disappointed with that.
Mm.
I would have liked that to be at least double figures.
Yeah.
For a tequila, you know, I've never had a shock confession with someone who drinks a lot of alcohol. Never had a margarita.
Have we not? Yes, you have.
I don't think I have. Yeah, unless John, we did one at Paul's, one at John's.
They say John makes them, so yeah. We
maybe
had
I
frozen
did.
Margaritas at John's before.
Maybe we did then.
Yeah.
But I've never bought one commercially.
No.
I've had one around the house. So I don't know how strong the real ones are meant to be, but I would have thought they would be 15%.
Yeah.
Or thereabouts.
If you've mixed some tequila and rum.
Yeah. So that is really nice. So that was like £2.50 a can.
That's not bad.
Dead Man's Fingers we like anyway. That's a great rum. And didn't we do the funky green one was Dead Man's Fingers as well, which was a rum mixer?
Oh, yeah, the energy
big,
drink thing.
The big energy
yeah,
drink
that's
thing.
Pretty so sure that was Dead Man's Fingers.
So
yeah.
Dead Man's Fingers do have a little bit of versatility.
Mm. I have had, they do, I know, I've not had this one before, but I know they do a passion fruit one, don't they?
Yes, and that was really nice.
That was quite nice, yes. Mm.
So there we go.
Refreshing, that is.
So that is our drink for the week, a margarita mixer. Mm. So on that note, we will turn off the cameras now and we'll get on with
the podcast.
The full podcast without worrying about presentation and we can get messy.
We can just...
Cool. Yeah, so I'm going to turn everything off quickly.
We can get naked and we can crack on. Oh. So I believe... Well, I say I believe. I know that we've both had... Very busy weeks.
Yeah, but different. Yours has been horrible busy. Mine's been okay busy.
Yeah, so mine's just been busy work.
Destroying cars.
It's been manic. Three jobs just went wrong.
Yeah.
But got over it, fixed them, because we are professional.
Well, you're the main honcho now.
Yeah.
You're the top man. Stops with you.
So they tell me.
This is why there's so many three-wheelers on the road lately.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the one of all the answers now, apparently, which is a scary thought, isn't it?
You are the oracle. You are the all-knowing being. But sometimes a bit of pressure like that is good.
Mm.
Personal
development.
It's
definitely a sink or swim kind of moment.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't help when someone's got their foot on your head.
No.
But no, over the years, I think sometimes the best things come out of the hardest struggles at work. You just learn new skills.
Yeah.
Even if it's because you couldn't deal with it at the time, you get through it. And then the next time it happens, you're kind of...
You're already there.
You're there.
Yeah.
So not the end of the world.
Yours has been busy... Content-wise, more than anything else.
Yeah. So it's been less about being run off my feet at work. We've had a quiet couple of weeks. Although there's a lot of potential business, it's just slowed up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we've got lots of stock, but not a lot of custom. Whereas over the last year and a half, we've had too much custom, not enough stock. It's like the curse of property, basically. You've either got it or you don't.
Like buses.
Yeah, you need it, you haven't got it, you got it, you haven't got the desire for it. So it's very much like that at the moment. But content-wise, it's been ferocious because, of course, it's Black Friday month.
It is Black Friday month.
I don't want to hear the word Black Friday.
I just don't understand at what point, like, I'll say British government, but just everywhere in a general decided that Black Friday should be a week-long thing.
Well, yeah.
I know there was, you know, people getting stomped on over Blaupunk TVs at one point, but still, you think
it's just
one day.
It's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you know, Wet Wednesday. It's just a bit silly.
Cyber Monday is not relevant anymore.
No.
Because the high street's dead.
Yeah.
And so every Black Friday purchase is made online anyway.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Yeah. So it's, you know, the whole concept of Black Friday, I don't think... This year, in fairness, I think there's been better deals, but certainly in years gone by, it's all been a bit underwhelming. Like, £20 off a £500 TV. Who cares?
Yeah,
that's not a deal. I want 50%.
Mm.
You know, a Black Friday for me should be people stomping over each other in a shop to buy a TV. That's the vibe you should be giving off if it's a Black Friday sale. And there has been quite a good few sales this year. Did you just buy something today?
I did.
Yeah.
I bought.
Are we allowed to say? Is it a secret purchase?
No, it's not a secret purchase. It's my Christmas present.
Oh, to yourself.
I mean, it's come out of my bank account, but Jess is wrapping it up.
Fine. So you're not allowed to use it yet?
Well, it's not available until collection until tomorrow.
Right.
But because you got it in Argos in the end.
Yep.
But basically, Jess has brought me, using my bank account.
Yep.
A new Logitech racing sim wheel.
Amazing.
So that was retails at £330
Yep.
And Amazon and Argos had it today on the Black Friday sale for £179.
That's a great price.
Which is 49% off.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want between 35% and 55% off for it to be like, okay,
that's off.
I'm gonna dip into my money.
It's worth it, yeah.
Yeah. Because that is a cool bit of kit.
It is a cool bit, and I'm very excited. And we're gonna
use
your one after the podcast.
So we'll do that. Now I looked at games on PS5, There's obviously the obvious ones, Formula One.
Yeah.
That's built for that, Gran Turismo, I believe. Yeah. But you're talking about the crew.
I've got the crew already.
You've got it. Yeah. So I looked on there, and it's not on PS Plus.
No, I paid for it.
It's 40. The base version is about £46, £41.
Argos had it for 35. That's why I bought it.
Okay, fine. So they've got various editions, gold edition, da da. The gold edition's like 15. But, I mean, you get two cars.
You've still got my copy of Gran Turismo, haven't you?
Probably.
So
haven't played it yet.
Gran Turismo, we can just race that. It's fine.
Well, have you got a copy then? Because if I've got your copy, which one are you going
to
use?
I meant like tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, fine. But the crew sounds good because you said it's a three-man, up to three-player game.
Yes, it could be you plus three.
So four?
So you could play, but it's online multiplayer, but you can just have like four people in your crew.
Okay, nice.
But it's, yeah, just cruising around Hawaii, which is a bit like Forza Horizon, but you're...
I like the idea of it. It sounds good. Because what I want to do, because Formula One's great, but it's very serious.
Yeah.
There's a lot to learn. And if you want to do gears, it's just, basically it's a second job.
It's ag,
It's a second job. So it's nice occasionally, but I don't think, unless I get a proper rig and then I get some gloves and I get a helmet and I go full on, I think that's a dip in and out.
You go two Samsung G9
exactly. curves. Exactly. That's a dip in and out thing. But I think a more casual driving game that is kind of part driving, part something else.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool if we had a game that when you got in the, so you play on a controller, and when you get in the car, you can switch to the wheel. That would be sick.
That'd be cool.
Like GTA, basically. Yeah, so GTA, go smash some people in, and then go, right, let's go for a drive. Yeah. That would be incredible. But that would be really cool. We'll play some games. Yeah. Or even it'd be nice to do, like, Truck Simulator.
Yeah. Tell you what is you can have on PlayStation with the wheel. It's Farming Simulator.
Ooh. We could pretend we're Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah.
You can be what's his name? Cooper.
Oh, I'll be the guy who just speaks gibberish.
Oh, yes. Is it Gerard?
Gerald?
Gerald. Perfect.
I'll tell you, moving back to Black Friday, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I did pick up, this is where it's weird. I'm buying Jess a new coat for Christmas.
Right.
She ordered it this morning on Black Friday.
But funnily enough, it was shaped like a PS5.
It was, yeah. So, she's been moaning that she's cold all the time.
Yep.
Mainly because I won't put the heating on at home.
You're so cruel.
And so I said to her, I was like, why don't you just, won't we look for get you a heated jacket? And at first she was like, I don't want one of them. And then about a day or so later, she was like, so I've been looking at them and I think you're right. I was like,
they look really cool.
I'm like, of course I'm right. Like,
I'm always right.
You've come up to me with a problem and I found a solution.
I'm a mechanic, this is what I do.
Yeah. But so she found this coat stock. It's £200.
Yep.
For some reason, the website, the brand's called Loro, something like that. Their website wouldn't accept our card details.
Right.
It's kept declining constantly. But this morning she phones me up all excited because that coat is on Amazon from 200 to 180 in the sale. And then it allowed her to gave her an extra £30 voucher at the till.
So £70 for a £200+ jacket.
Something like that, yeah.
That's amazing.
So she's like, so she's ordered that.
The question's got to be, one, how is it powered? Do you have a long extension lead? Is it a power pack?
Yes, power pack.
Or is it made of paraffin and you just light it? It's a one-use deal.
Yeah, it depends on how annoyed I am.
Yeah.
I might set fire to her. But no, it's got a power pack, full rechargeable lithium-ion battery pack. That
sounds really cool.
Yeah, and it's got both side fronts heat and then right across your shoulders.
The funny thing is, when you get to a certain age, practical presents get exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll show you what I bought myself for Black Friday.
She looked at, you know, like, what's that new, that brand, like Regatta, Regatta.
Regatta, yeah. Outdoor walking brand.
Yeah, yeah. They do their own heated jacket.
Yeah.
Charge, power pack sold separately.
Oh, really?
So you can buy the coat.
You've got to spend £30 on a decent... Because it's obviously got to be a fairly powerful one. It can't just be like
you
a...
can't be anyone.
It's phone charger.
It's got to plug into whatever they've got.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want their power pack...
I bet it's not USB-C either.
Come separately.
Yeah.
Which I was just like, what an absolute joke that is.
Mm.
Anyway, your gadget is...
Yeah, so...
Oh, I think I've seen this on your...
I posted about this on Instagram, but obviously I got Philips Hue in the lounge.
Yeah.
I do have Philips Hue here, but it's turned off at the mains. So... most common complaint I get is a text from the missus saying, can you turn the fucking dining room lights on? You've left them on purple or something to that effect.
Yeah, yeah.
And she can't change it because it's in my app.
Mm-hmm.
So at work, I have to then change it and she'll then text me, thank you. But buying one of these remotes, the Philips Hue remote, this acts like a removable switch. So this sticks to the wall, the faceplate.
Yeah.
This is magnetic and it fits in there. So when it's on the wall, it just looks like a switch.
Yeah.
But you can take it around with you as well.
That's cool.
But the nice thing is, by pressing the Hue button on the bottom, you can pre-program 5 different effects. Mm-hmm. So I press it once, it's warm white. 2, it's cool white. 3, it's purple. 4, it's blue. 5, it's another random colour choice.
Yeah.
But it controls all of the lights in my lounge.
Will they all go to that colour?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'll show you after the show.
That one and go, I want to change that one.
No, so in the lounge, if you look across the thing, there's another one on the wall.
Yeah.
So this one is for this bulb, and it only controls one bulb.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this out of the dining room, put it in the bedroom, mm-hmm. because in here it's not a problem. It makes more sense to have nanoleaf in here. I've got a nanoleaf bulb because everything's nanoleaf in this room.
Yeah.
Whereas if I put this in the bedroom and then this goes behind the bed, when we get to bed, I don't have to... Exactly.
Yep.
but one of the most annoying things is getting into the bedroom, the light is by the door,
okay.
Get into bed, it's pitch black, and then you put the light on, you get to bed, you can't turn the light off.
Yeah, so at least you've got something there.
So this would be by the bed, and then I can turn it to sexy mode, or just on-off,
yep.
Or blue, or purple, or whatever. So that's a really cool gadget. It's only like 20 quid, because Philips Hue is expensive,
yeah.
So you would anticipate this to be 100 quid.
Oh, yeah, when I saw them, I was looking, it's got to be like £60 plus.
Yeah. It's not, it's like 19 quid.
It's not bad, is it?
So if you've got Philips lights, this switch is like a must-have.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a tenant's house, and I was like, oh, that looks pretty cool. It's a Hue, and I've got Hue, but I didn't really know what it did.
Mm.
But the fact is, it's just an on-off dimmer. So you can dim your lights, yeah. And then choose between 5 pre-programmed things that you set in the app, and you can change it all the time.
That's really clever.
So it's actually quite cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So for 19 quid, that was reduced. I don't know what the original price was, but even if it's 20%, it's in the 20 quid range. That's actually quite cool.
No.
So I've left.
Like you say, if you've got Philips Hue throughout your house, then it's...
And that one switch does my main light, my side light, my 2 accent lights, and also the strip behind the TV.
Oh, wow.
So it's everything from that one switch.
Everything that's in that one room.
Because you set it by zone.
Yeah.
So you just say living room.
And then it'll do
so anything that's set under living room will change to the same colour.
Mm.
So you can set the ambience. And again, I'll show you when we do racing. It's just really cool.
Yeah.
That was like my little Black Friday to me. And then the next job is quite a big one I'm doing with Amazon. So that's all ordered through Amazon, including the clothes.
Okay.
So I got my first fashion gig.
Nice. You've had a fashion gig for a while.
No, since Zavvi
basically
fucking disappeared.
Yeah, they fell off the face of the planet.
Really have. I think they've basically sacked off their social media
person,
or you know, they've just changed the strategy, but I don't see them anymore. I don't see Akido shoes anymore. I used to love their stuff, but Zavvi all went a bit weird. They stopped giving gifting and then just wanted you to promote all of their shit for free. It's like, I'm not here for that.
No,
but that's another moan. But yeah, I haven't had a fashion gig in a while, so all this gear's turned up. So I was given a £60 budget to basically order an outfit to film the Amazon tech content in. But couldn't have any labels. So I was seeing loads of cool stuff on there, heel figure and loads of stuff. I wasn't allowed in that. Can't have a logo on.
Okay.
So I've managed to go like really plain in my sort of style. I've got a burgundy snapback.
Nice.
Oversized, baggy, thick, grey, marl t-shirt, ripped jeans, skinny style ripped jeans. So I've got my outfit. But you'll be able to buy the exact clothes I'm wearing in the real, in my Amazon storefront, which I have to set up as part of the collaboration. This is quite cool.
That is quite cool.
But I'm actually there to promote laptops.
You got a thong as well?
Yes. I had a £5 left over, so I bought a red thong. You won't see that on film, but just know it's there.
It'll
be in the store.
you need to put one in there.
It's actually the one I'm wearing as well. Yeah. For those of you that like that sort of thing.
But you do need to do that when you put your listing up. Just put in there like a
as
random
worn,
thong.
As worn by.
As worn in.
Maybe I'll do that after they've approved the content and agreed that I've completed the work.
Oh, that'd be funny.
So yeah, that's one that starts this weekend. But that's not Black Friday related.
No.
That's just a separate thing to do with tech.
We had a rundown pre-pod of the Black Friday stuff and your list has been...
It's been pretty brutal.
Pretty brutal, yeah.
To be honest with you, it's kind of sucked the joy out of creating content for a few weeks, but I know it's only temporary. But on top of that, I have obviously had a lot of my wrist pain stuff going on, and just coming home from work and having that, and then having to you know, kind of turn it on, do a video, do a reel, do a voiceover. It's been quite tough. It definitely chipped my mentality the last couple of weeks or so. But I feel like I've had 2 days without chronic pain. Just it feels a bit achy. But I've had 2 days without it. And the mood difference is, it's night and day.
Yeah.
Feel like the real me now.
That's good. What did you do to trigger it? Just
nothing.
Just stopped.
And that's what we don't know. Basically, it's definitely weird, like, an autoimmune trigger. System. It could be stress, but it's obviously autoimmune something.
Yeah.
It's not arthritis that we know of. It's not rheumatoid arthritis, but there are many types of arthritis. So I need to go back for more tests in the new year and have go see a rheumatoid arthritis specialist who might know a bit more about it, because I'm just seeing GP at the moment. But the weird thing is it comes and goes and moves around. So yeah. It could be like foot one day, and then that'll it normally has a cycle of 48 hours. It seems to have this cycle of 2 days.
Okay.
And then I get through it and I'm all right for a week. And then it will come back. I'll have 48 hours of extreme pain. Then it'll disappear again. And that's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't know when it's coming. I don't know where it's coming. But when it comes, it's quite bad. And it lasts a couple of days. And I'm on painkillers, naproxen, paracetamol, wine, something stronger.
Yeah, and then he comes back and it goes and comes.
And then it goes again. It's and my bizarre, mood improves. It? It's yeah, just yeah. very weird. Because you know me, I haven't been ill before.
No.
We've been camping, we've done all that stuff. It's just in the last 3 months.
Yeah, you might have had like the flu or COVID or whatever, but you've never had like a full-blown...
No, not physical ailments.
No.
So it's weird. It's just, yeah, come out of the blue. But we'll keep going. We'll sort it out at some point. But like the mood differences are massive. So I think Black Friday on top of all of that got to me quite a lot this week.
Yeah.
And yeah, just basically a lot of kind of drinking by yourself just to like take the edge off.
Yeah,
if you
did
like.
Say to Jess, I'd seen like, obviously I've been quite vacant still from Instagram, and I'd like, I pop in the chat now and again because I look at my thing and it says you've got like 300 notifications.
Yeah.
No, I did see Jess, I said to Jess the other night, I was like, oh, I said, Matt put something in the chat today. I was like, I think I'm going to go, when am I going over there? So I'm staying for the long run.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like he needs it.
Yeah. No, we'll definitely do a bit longer. So we've got... So on a more positive note, we have no kids here tonight.
No.
No wife here tonight.
No.
You don't have work tomorrow.
Nope.
And you don't have to do pickup.
Nope. Layla's missing guides tonight. She's
okay.
Having a sleepover at her friend's house.
Yep.
You know people who used to live below us in the old flat?
Yep.
They've moved house.
Oh, they have moved now?
They've moved now.
Okay.
They moved to... I think it's Mortimer, just down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Layla's staying around their house tonight.
Oh, wow.
So my only obligations tomorrow is pick up my steering wheel.
Not stressful.
Sign for Jess's coat from Amazon.
Not stressful.
Emily's got a children's party.
Mm. Later in the day.
Pick Layla up.
Yeah, nice. That's good. That's a bit like me as well. We got a party at about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, ours is 1 till 3 up. Down at Leaf Academy.
Yeah, nice. So that's not too bad. Carly has been to the hospital yesterday for more tests and stuff.
Yes.
And they said you can't run for 3 days.
Ooh.
So this morning, she was like, almost went for a run this morning. I was like, fucking, just take a fucking break.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need to run. The doctor has told you, you can't run for 3 days.
Yeah, that's her thing, though. That's
I know.
Like telling her to stop breathing.
But like tomorrow morning, she's like, yeah, I'm probably not going to run tomorrow. I was like, good, you shouldn't be running tomorrow. I'm like, yeah.
You're not allowed.
You're not allowed to run for three
days.
You're
going to hide all of her shoes.
Yeah, stop running. So... She's going to have a children as well. So it's very, we pretty much set the tone of tomorrow's going to be a sofa and film day.
Yeah.
Until the kids' party. And then Kai's got work again tomorrow night. So tomorrow night, I'm filming the start of my Amazon content.
Nice.
So that's the plan, is to get that done in one night. The good thing is, it's a very, very good collaboration, a very valuable one. But the requirements, this is what gets me sometimes. You get sent something worth 20 quid and they want 2 reels, 15 photos. Approval, post within 24 hours of receiving the product. This one's worth thousands.
Yeah.
And it's like 1 reel, 15 to 30 seconds, 5 pictures.
And yeah.
That's it.
The standard doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't make sense.
Some of the bigger companies, like you say, they're just
they're
like,
so chill.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, it's cool. Just
road mics, amazingly chill. Yeah. They know the thing is, they know you're going to use it. It's good products.
Mm.
But by sometimes putting too many demands on it, it really saps the creativity out.
I think it is the thing. I think smaller companies, in my mind, I think they try and get the most out of you as they can extort.
Well, the thing is, I know they got more to lose because obviously they got less, you know, cash flow profit. I get all that. So if they send something out, they want to get a good return on it because they're not endless pits of money like you know, like a Rode who's massive, or you know, an Amazon that can fucking pay for, you know, our house 5 billion times over. They are probably a smaller company, but I think sometimes it's detrimental, one, to the content, two, to the relationship, and they probably get turned away a lot from good creators who, if they just paid a little bit to cover time.
Yeah, either pay a bit or reduce the expectation.
That's it. I think there was one the other day, I can't remember who it was, actually. It wasn't like it was Temu. It was Temu, right? They've approached me so many times. I don't know other people. I know they're like on this thing. So I agreed terms with them, right?
Yeah.
I was quite actually looking forward to it. And I'll be open with it. It was 200 quid's worth of product that I could choose and 200 quid payment for two reels and for story post and a link in bio. I was like, well, you know, Christmas is coming. Probably a bit of fun with this post.
Yeah, yeah.
Get some cheap tat. Is it any good?
That's it.
So that's the angle I was going with. And it's like, it's not the biggest payday, but it's not bad. All goes towards Christmas. You know me, whatever I get in pretty much goes on the kids.
£200 worth of stocking fillers.
Exactly.
It
covers one person's Christmas presents. So I was like, okay, let's do it. As soon as I agreed it, there was another email that came through with like a long, long laundry list of demands. Like, oh, you know, can you, we want to get like two or three rounds worth of amendments and we need to approve everything and you need to send us an idea of what you're going to do. And it was just like, hang on a minute. That's not what we agreed. You know, no. I'd already chipped my... I already went in strong with my price because they're a multi-million dollar company. I'd already halved it. So I said 400 quid. They said two. I was like, okay, yeah, no worries. 200 and 200 worth of product.
Yeah. Give an inch, take a mile, isn't it?
Exactly. But then they came out with that after I'd agreed it. So I pulled out. I just like, no, not, you know, not what we agreed. You're moving the goalposts after we've agreed terms. And now you're saying that you want all of this control. I was like, I don't mind sticking to our original agreement of, you know, I'll post within a certain time frame. I'll do my two reels.
Yeah.
I'll make it fun. I'll make it, you know, engaging, whatever. But I want to do it on my own creative terms. And they're like, yeah, no, we don't want to give creative control. I was like, well, okay, I'm not working with you then.
Well, it's because they are... They're the Chinese super spies, so they're not going to give control to anybody.
Exactly. That's probably what it is.
But yeah, because I've had a few emails from them, and we've agreed a price of like, I mean, my price has been like £100 to somewhere between 100 and 150.
Yeah.
And each time it's been like, okay, let me get back to you.
Then
nothing. And it's like...
Yeah. They clearly want to work with you. I would have thought they would have come back and said, okay, fine. We know your content is what it is. You can quite clearly see the style of my content on my page. Work with massive brands. I should be fairly trustworthy.
Yeah.
I'm going to create you good enough content. You can have creative control. Just post it by this date. That would have been it. I would have done it.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't take a lot for me right now to think. I'm definitely trying to hold myself to a higher value and only take on stuff that is, if I'm going to be stressed to the bollocks until 1 a.m. after work and after putting the kids to bed, it's got to be worth it.
This is it. If companies are going to be really picky for it, then I think you do need to be like, well, if you're going to be picky, I'm going to be picky about
compensation.
Or if I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because like you say, maybe me gassy, hang on.
It isn't it?
If there's like a whole list of demands, it better be something that you really want to do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. So yeah, we've kind of gone off on a bit of a tangent.
We have a bit.
It's been a fun old few weeks. So I floated before we started the podcast any ideas for topics. I don't know if we've had any more come through.
When I looked before the pod, we had two. Whether you've had any since then.
Let's have a little butchers.
I don't know.
I don't think we have, to be fair. What have we got? We've got two. Okay, so we've got two questions. Let's run through them really quickly. So we've got the first one, which I thought was a very good question.
Yeah.
I'm about to become a first-time parent. What advice can you give? Well, firstly, congratulations.
Congratulations. And you have
commiserations.
Come to the right place.
You have come to the right place. You've got two very experienced dads here who have done it twice
and have no clue what we're doing.
And still don't know.
No.
So what I would say, trying to be serious and helpful here, one of the things I would say about being a first-time parent is give yourself a fucking break.
Yeah.
Because everyone will tell you how to raise a child. Everyone will tell you how fast a child should progress, how they should hit these certain markers, when they should walk, when they should talk, how you should change a nappy, how you should put them to bed, how you should let them cry and let them cry. Everyone's got their own
style.
Yeah, and
the rules change.
They
with
do
every other
with
week.
Every child as yeah. well. Like every child is different. So our first child was brilliant at bedtime, really good, great routine, lovely temperament, just nice. It was a nice experience. And I do find first child.
So what happened there?
Yeah, first
that's
child.
That's not the one I know.
No, first child does tend to be easy because they, one, get your undivided attention from both mum and dad. So it doesn't maybe feel quite as hard unless you've got a really bad case of like a kid that doesn't sleep. Mm. But you, if I think as a parent, it's very important to have a team reciprocal relationship with your partner because it is make or break at that point. If you are the dad who goes to work and then comes home and you're tired, you do have to kind of suck it up and be there to take over from mum who's had the baby all day. And just because they're home all day doesn't mean it's like just, you know, shits and giggles and watching TV.
Especially when teething comes along and the baby's non-stop.
Teething, breastfeeding, poo machine, crying all day. You know, it can be very emotionally draining. So you might be physically tired and mentally tired, but then there is emotionally tired is a different thing. So I would say first time, you need to be really solid as a couple, I think, to basically survive the first 6 months of that change.
It's one of those things that it's trial and error. You're never going to, it's not going to be perfect day one.
No.
And you're both going to argue and squabble, but you slowly but surely figure out which routine works and it just happens.
Yeah. And I think obviously as the bloke in a relationship, that's my perspective, is you need to let a lot of stuff go. Your significant other's going to be hormonal. She's going to be tired. She's going to be angry. She's going to be hurting still from giving birth. So you kind of have got to suck it up a bit. Yeah. And basically, if she's giving you shit, you've got to take it, absorb it, and just go, this is what it is.
You
this
take
is part
it, you
of...
fold it up. You save it for like 12 months down the line.
Or save it when you go, yeah. Say or save it when you go talk to your mates.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's a very fragile time. And obviously, you talk about postpartum depression and things like that. So I think it's a thing for guys too, is they can get into that mindset. Mm. But I think save your moaning for when you are with your mates at work. Don't bring it home and take it out on the missus because it's you know, there's a lot of physical changes, obviously, for your wife or girlfriend. You know, she's going to be quite depressed about how she feels, how she looks. She's very tired. She won't want to get dressed. She won't want to put on makeup. She won't want to get out of the house. And that's just me. But, yeah, I think a tip for you as a partner is just be as massively supportive as you can. Mm. Let some stuff slide. I was getting shouted at and bit at and, you know, you just got to be the bigger person and just take it in. And accept that that's part of those early stages.
We always, with both of ours, we always tried to have the agreement that when Monday to Friday, because I was working, Jess wasn't, that she'd do night feeds. But that's only, it works for a bit. But then, like you say, the tiredness creeps in. And then ultimately, I'm like, well, I'll just get up and I'll do it.
Yeah.
Because it just gives her a rest.
And well, I think that's what we did. So I would come home and I would take over from, you know, that kind of 7 p.m. through to 1 a.m. Mm. So we would bottle. This is when we get past breastfeeding, of course. Yeah. During the breastfeed, it's like a bit different to this.
It's hard.
Once you switch to a bottle or if your girlfriend, wife is expressing into a bottle, that makes life a lot easier. Mm. So once you get to the point where you can express and get one of those little sucky machines, very funny. It's a very funny moment to see your wife being milked like a cow. Get one of those machines. And once you start to express those bottles, you can take over. And then warm your bottle up around midnight, 1 o'clock. Baby would wake up. You jump in. You can play games. I played more games during baby time than at any other time in my life.
I've mastered being able to hold and feed a baby and play like Grand Theft Auto or something at the same time.
It's heaven.
I don't mind getting up.
It's amazing. You're bonding. You're playing a game.
Yeah.
You're teaching them young. But that's what I would do. I would probably, you know, Carly would go and then have a bath and make herself feel good again. Mm. Go relax. I'd deal with baby, have some playtime, goo goo gaga, deal with a few cries, a few nappy changes, whatever. Power through to like 1 a.m., do the 1 a.m. feed, and then I would go to bed.
Yeah.
And then obviously baby would then probably normally sleep through to like 4, 4:35-ish. But by then Carly's had 8 hours of sleep because she's gone to bed at like 10 o'clock. So yeah, it's basically, it doesn't mean you have to be up all night. You don't need to do this like you do day, I do night.
No.
It could be like I do those 4 or 5 hours to give you a break.
Yeah, you just like see, it's, you find a routine that works.
It works for you. And it's going to be different.
Yeah.
It's going to be different. So that's what worked for me. I was able to still work, get good quality dad time in, get a bit of quality time in together, but it wasn't so much that I was going to work as an absolute zombie. I was tired, but I wasn't broken.
Yeah, I think making, in the early years as well, I think trying to make time for yourself as a couple is important.
Really important. Really important. I would say do not wait until the child's like 3, 4 years before you've put it with a grandparent or a babysitter to go out.
Yeah.
You kind of, you do need to have, even if it's just for 2 hours, holding hands, going and have a coffee.
Yeah.
You very quickly go back into couple mode when you get a bit of a break because you're in parent mode for so long and you talk about nothing but parenting and you kind of forget why you loved your partner.
You stop
looking at them as a partner and more like a housemate.
Which is, to a degree, where me and Jess sit most of the time now because we only have my parents to rely on, really.
Yeah.
For when it comes to help and things like that. Obviously, you guys... We've had the girls a few times.
You can lean on us whenever.
We've had, we've had swaps where I've had yours, you've had mine. I think I've got yours in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Is it next weekend? I think I've got both of your kids.
Yeah.
But like leading up, that's only like recent years up until that.
Yeah, you didn't have a lot.
Because Jess's relationship with her mother's not great.
No.
And so, yeah, we...
It's not easy. So I guess it's like, don't be afraid to take advantage of those opportunities to just be a couple.
Mm.
And it will take you a little while to get out of parent mode. So when you go out, you'll be talking about your baby
and things
that you've done that day. But it takes a little while to get back to having a bit of banter.
What we said last week, at that moment of, what should we be doing right now?
Yeah.
You get that moment of lost.
Yeah, you do. And it's a bit like, you know, seeing a friend you haven't seen in a while. It takes you like 20, 30 minutes to warm up.
Yeah.
And it's the same as a couple. It sounds really stupid, but you do need like a good half an hour to kind of just like, decompress and realize that baby's not here, baby's not in trouble, and just actually enjoy yourself. Even if it's a coffee, doesn't have to be on a big night out, but walking out to your local, having a coffee, having a pub lunch, going home and
just going for a walk,
just basically clear your head. So take those little opportunities. If you do have the benefit and advantage of having close parents and in-laws, use it. You know, babies are very resilient as well.
That's one thing that, I think that's one of the most important things, really, is when you first get it, we all get it. It's like, it's so fragile. But they're actually more hardy than you think.
Very. I mean, you know, the obvious things when they're brand new is watch the neck, watch the head. Those things are, don't fuck about with that.
That's it.
But other than that, like, you don't need to stare at them every 5 seconds in the cot. You know, you do those things, you will do those things because you feel so protective.
Mm.
You know, you're bursting with love and protection.
Isn't it funny how once you had a second one?
Oh, they're hardy.
You kind of like...
She's fine.
You're like, sterilised bottles?
Yeah. <What's that? laughs> Don't need them. She'll learn by getting germs and getting immune to it.
Yeah, yeah.
A second child is completely different.
It's so funny.
Completely different. But I think everyone has their first child and is like scared to break it.
Which is
natural.
Natural, yeah, because it's a scary thing.
Yeah, you're learning your trade.
And it's one of those things, as prepared as you can be, and you could go out and buy everything, you're never prepared.
And you never have enough money.
Yeah, never prepared, never out of money. You always think you're running out of time.
Yeah.
There'd be curveballs everywhere.
Yeah. But apart from scaring the life out of you, hopefully the message is just
don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah, just go with the flow. Be supportive with each other. Give each other some slack, both sides. You know, you're all going to have good days and bad days. Don't take it personally. Don't hold grudges. If you fall out, make up and get on with it the next day.
That's it.
You know, I think, you know, there is that age-old thing of some people have babies to try and salvage a relationship. The reality is having a baby together is more likely to break a relationship.
Yeah.
If you have a good relationship, it makes it better.
It does.
But if you have a bad
relationship... Having a baby and moving house are the most...
Or
break moments of a couple.
Yeah, don't think having a baby is suddenly going to make a magical family. It, you know, I know a lot of people that it just basically makes things worse.
It's a lot of hard work.
Mm.
And, like we've already said, you just both need to be there on equal footing. You both give and you both get.
That's it. So there we go. That's our words of wisdom. Hopefully they help. Just enjoy the process. just enjoy it. Now, this one, I read it out to myself for the first time, I was like, I don't have any of these. But then you kindly reminded me, we do have a tradition.
Yes.
So the question was, what's a family Christmas tradition you do with your daughters? And I'm going to add to that, and Paul, because it is tied in. And to be honest with you, I look forward to doing that with you more than doing my kids. Mm. Sounds bad.
It's only a fairly recent tradition of what, the last 3 years?
3 years, four years, maybe. So basically, our tradition every year, because I don't have many other traditions, you know, open presents and Christmas morning. Yeah, you know, that's given, isn't it?
We don't really have any
big traditions here as such.
No.
But our tradition, which we look forward to every year, is Christmas Eve, you, your missus and the kids, me, my missus and the kids, our friends John and Karen and their kids, all meet us down in the town centre, meet at the ice rink, which has a big alpine bar.
Yep.
And we find a nice cozy table and we basically start drinking and then we go ice skating with the kids. I don't like ice skating. I do it for as short as I'm allowed to, but I do go out on the ice and do it. I tend to have a skating aid. Although this year, Poppy has said, I don't want a skating aid. I want to skate without one. I'm like, I need one.
Yeah.
You heard about the guy who got killed with a fucking blade.
Mm.
That's going to happen to me. I've seen those films where this stuff happens. I'm either going to lose some fingers or I'm going to be killed by a flying blade.
Because the other day I was talking to Nella and she'd said something about it. And I said, I think she'd mentioned about meeting up and I said, but we were doing the ice skating. She said, oh yeah, Matt told me that. She says he doesn't like it. I was like, no. I was like, we guilt trip him into it every year.
Yeah, no, ice skating, I can take or leave it. To be honest with you, I probably would enjoy it if it didn't have the other people there.
Yeah.
But the fact is, there's a lot of people on the ice, all gunning for it. And I'm touching wood here. I've not fallen over at the ice rink for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Only because I'm pushing a skating aid with a child on the front.
Yeah.
And that's my level. I'm comfortable with my level. My level is assisted skating. So this year, I'm going to be holding a child who is also going to fall over. And if I fall over and I lose fingers or I get a wet bum and then we've got to sit with a wet bum drinking beer, it's not my idea of fun.
No.
I just want to sit in a cozy alpine bar watching people skate and drinking beer.
And laughing when they fall over.
And laughing at them. I don't want to be the guy people laugh at.
You can watch.
I will not be allowed to watch.
You could be the bag watcher with John, but
I would happily be the bag watcher because John doesn't do it.
Yeah, I think because, they normally take Karen's dad.
Yeah.
Don't they? So I think that's why, because we've got two kids. If you only had the one kid,
I wouldn't have to. Carly could do it.
You could get away with it because there's two. You need both, one adult per child, isn't it?
I'm going to fight it. I'm going to fight it when it gets closer. I'm going to maybe say I've got a really painful ankle with my sickness.
You're going to black. This is a ruse. You're playing the long game.
I know. I've got patience. I've made this all up to get out of ice skating. So
it is a fun tradition. I do look forward to it.
We're obviously doing Secret Santa. We're not doing Secret Santa for the adults this year. We're going to do it for the kids. But that's quite nice as well.
Yeah,
so you've got that. You've got big beers.
Big beers. Signs.
You know what I miss, though? Because like a few years ago, they used to have fires, like proper fires, wood fires there. They've obviously got rid of those for health and safety. Mm. But Elf and safety.
Come on.
Sorry.
Christmas time.
If we could get a seat near the fire, that was heaven. Yeah. That was like my idea of like, it's the closest I'm going to get to going up in the Alps.
Yeah, probably an alpine fire and having a beer.
Yeah, having a beer, sitting, talking, mulled wine in Christmas mode, off work, finish work for the year.
Mm.
Oh, what a feeling. It's such a nice feeling.
It's nice. Because then we normally do the in the square afterwards, go find some grub.
Find some food.
They have a nice German market there, don't they?
Yeah. So that's our tradition. So that is our look forward to every year. The kids look forward to it.
Yeah, present swap, beers and ice skating.
Yeah. And then obviously you go home and you gear up for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And then you've got Boxing Day, which is another one of my favourite days. Probably more so than Christmas Day.
Yeah.
You've got all the leftovers and all the excitement's gone and just watching TV. So there we go. That's our tradition. So that is all our topics for the week.
That is
it. So where do we go from here?
We go and play video games.
We could go play video games. So recapping then. So 21 episodes so far.
Yeah.
That does give us maybe another 2 to 3 before Christmas. It's probably 2, isn't it? Because it's every 2 weeks, so 4 weeks. Oh, probably is not that long till Christmas now. Maybe what, 5.5 weeks? 5 weeks?
Yes, Matt. Hang on. So we're 1, 2, 3, just over five weeks or just about 5 weeks.
So it's two more episodes probably, unless we do a Christmas special.
Yeah, so we went, next Friday's the 1st of December, so we've got the 8th and the 22nd, so we've got two, and then it would be a New Year's.
So we could either do a Christmas special or a New Year's special, but I'm away for New Year's Eve, so probably a Christmas special.
Christmas special on the 22nd, and that will take us to episode 23.
Nice. There we go. That's a pretty successful season three, really.
Yeah, 23 episodes.
Nice.
So we'll try and plan something special for that episode.
Yes.
So we can do.
Did you get a special parcel from one of our usual creator companies?
Not yet.
You got a big one last year from this company.
Yeah, not unless it's gone to the wrong address.
Ooh.
But I've not received anything.
I did get an DPD or DHL alert, so you probably would have got that.
I've had nothing yet.
We'll see what's in it, but I don't know what's in that one.
Okay.
So we've done our margaritas this week.
Yep.
Co-op is where that was bought. We have covered the topics for this week. We've talked about Black Friday.
Like, I think where it's been busy life and work, I've slacked on the old topics this week because
the topic master has been off topic.
I've literally been it's been the furthest thing from my mind.
Yeah.
No, I've been looking forward to it, but trying to figure out topics, I've just been washed away.
Well, we normally bundle in a bit of TV and a bit of gaming. So what have you seen the end of Loki yet?
We've not even finished episode one yet.
Of season two?
Yeah.
Oh, so we can't talk about that. Phenomenal. No. Phenomenal show.
Yeah, kids were like, we don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think it's too highbrow for kids, the second season.
Okay.
First season has a bit of comedy in it. The second one does, but it's much more adult.
Okay.
And the story goes up a big level in terms of complexity.
Yeah.
We'll
probably watch it. We're just finishing a series. So I think once we finish that, we're doing Gen V at the moment.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of episodes of that. It's quite funny.
Yeah, it's been off on The Boys. Mm. Which is really good, yeah. So we're both watching that at the moment. I'm obviously on my usual weekly anime binge.
I need to get back on One Piece. Obviously, I watched it up to the latest episode.
Oh, what, the series?
Yeah. So I don't know if there's any more episodes now.
That's the whole series done.
So I've watched that. That was good. I don't feel it kind of did enough. I could have maybe had one or two more episodes. Mm. Ended quite short.
Well, what you could do is just watch 1,000 episodes of the cartoon.
I don't know. I don't want to kind of like spoil. It's quite nice not knowing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm going to be one of those annoying people who's been like Harry Potter that only watched the films and I'm like, I cannot go back and read the books.
No.
So, and everyone who read the books goes, because the books are way better than the movies.
The anime, from what you've just watched, which is the East Blue arc, I think, I could be wrong, it's about 60 episodes in the anime that they've condensed down into like eight hours
or something like that, eight episodes. So yeah, that was good. Loki 2, phenomenal, best show of the year for me. I'm starting to rewatch Breaking Bad. We're watching it's actually really nice TV, is Gordon Ramsay, Gino and Frank.
Oh, see, I've seen clips of it and I keep meaning to go and watch
it. It's just good. It's good because they are very complimentary to each other, because you've got Gordon, who's very serious and can't take a joke but can.
Yeah.
You've got Gina, who's just fucking comedy lunatic. And then you've got Fred, who's very sophisticated but kind of can go both ways. So he's like the glue between them both. And it's really good. So the first season is basically them going to Italy, France and Scotland. And basically them championing their own countries, their own country's food, cooking and whatever. But it's actually a really good watch. It's like the Grand Tour, but with food included.
Yeah.
So, going through beautiful countryside, trying out food, pranking each other, getting pissed, skinny dipping. It's really good.
Yeah.
So if you want like TV that's just lighthearted, comedy relief, but when they're serious about their food, it's like, yeah, great. The best bits of like MasterChef and all those things. It's just a nice blend of that. And sometimes like TV like that's nice. I found that with like the Detectorists. I was saying the other day to someone, do you know what the Detectorists are?
No.
So basically it's on BBC iPlayer, one of those streaming services. And it is basically two metal detectorists.
Okay.
Basically. One of them is it Mackenzie Crook?
I don't... I've Wouldn't know.
So you will know him if you see him. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean. It's the really tall, skinny guy with a really kind of big nose and very skinny, gaunt features. You'll know him as soon as you see him. Funny eye.
Yeah.
He is basically the English comedian who plays one of the characters. And the other one is a really small comedian who played the scientist in Captain America 1 when they had the Red Skull.
Oh, the little German dude.
Yeah, but he's actually English. And yeah, he's been in loads of stuff. He was also in...
He was the guy who went into the computer.
Yes.
Yeah, Zoya, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got him, and those are the two main characters. And it's just like old-school British sitcom, Last of the Summer Wine, Only Fools and Horses, you know, proper traditional, good English-British sitcom, clean humour, good characters. And I didn't expect to like it, but I got hooked on it. Then my dad got hooked on it, and now he's buying a £450 metal detector. He's just like me.
He got another level of hook.
And he didn't tell mum. So he's in so much trouble. He does that. So I learned very early on in my Instagram career, when I wasn't getting stuff for free, I had to buy stuff to create content. I would buy it and not tell the missus, and we call it secret shopping. And I was getting told off and told off for doing secret shopping. You've done secret shopping again. I was like, yeah. No, and for a while I would say, no, I got sent that one. And then it would be like, I'd let it slip. Oh, yeah, I need to pay that off or whatever. And she's like, I thought you said you got it for free.
Yeah.
So now dad does it. He does secret shopping. He's now bought himself a mega metal detector with
£400
a digger.
Worth of secret shopping is...
It's a lot. It's a lot. So he's done that because he wants to go down the beach and be a detectorist, basically, after watching this show. It's a good show.
He thinks he's going to go find his fortune.
He wants to find a Viking hoard in a field, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that was my funny kind of anecdote of the week was, Dad, I know where I get it. I know where I get it. I get it from my old man. He basically goes through these fads, and I'm very faddy as well.
Yeah.
And when I do something, I want to do it well.
Mm.
So... When
it's all or nothing.
It's all or nothing, basically. So it's got the racing wheel, and all of a sudden I'm researching like racing jackets and helmets and gloves to wear indoors, racing a racing sim. And racing sim, I still want a racing sim. But yeah, the drone, you know, then researching all the kind of lenses for it, camera, you know, whatever I do, it's like I want to do it to the best of my ability.
Yeah, it's all or nothing. There's no just starting and building it up.
I want it all now.
Or I'm not doing it.
Yeah. And if I don't feel I'm good enough at it, I won't start it. So I've got the gear or half the gear, and I'm not even doing anything with it because I don't think I've got enough gear.
Not any good, yeah.
So that is dad, and that is me to a T. So that was funny this week. So I can't wait to see him out with his little on the beach.
That's funny.
He'll probably just find ring pools like they do in the show. But that's another one you can watch, and you probably would just, it's one of those, just grab a beer, sit down. And
it's an iPlayer, you say?
I think it's either iPlayer or BBC or ITV iPlayer, and it's just like super chill.
Yeah.
Just really good. Good characters. Lots of recognisable faces from British sitcom. Definitely recommend that. Okay. The Detectorists. I want to say it's ITV, but I could be wrong. So there we go.
ITV Player, for those who are in England, what I don't understand is there's so many fucking adverts. There are more adverts on ITV Player than there are on ITV.
It's how they make their money.
It's mental, though.
Because it's not subscription-based, it's TV licence-based.
Yeah, yeah. But so... it's still like... with ITV Player, I think you'll watch about 10 minutes of adverts.
Yeah.
And then you'll watch 5 minutes of your show, followed by 5 minutes of adverts.
There is a lot of that.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, there is a lot of that, which is frustrating. I guess that does come down to the fact it's the only way they can fund their channels. Because obviously your TV license goes between BBC, Channel 5, ITV, Channel 4. So they do get you with adverts. But yeah, that is a good one. But I think if you... I want to say if you record it or record the series or something, it does like cut them down a bit. I don't remember noticing a lot of commercial breaks in those, but I could be wrong.
Mm.
But that is good. I might put one episode on for you so you can warm up to it.
Warm up to it, maybe.
And then you can go watch it with the missus.
I think we should go get you into anime because you never watch it.
Yeah, well, I like the sexy anime. So if you can find me stuff that has a lot of... or that, then I might give it a go.
Oh god!
The worst thing is the girls are starting to do it because they fucking see it on TikTok. So
yeah, my kids are running around with
and all that shit.
Oh, I heard some kid. Yeah, my girls just said something the other day. I was just like, why are you saying that?
I just want to slap their teeth out.
Yeah,
like it's cringe. I sit there and I'm like literally cringing when they're doing these noises. I'm like, you do know that like a lot of TikTokers do this in a sexual reference, all these noises and like. You know, a Higo face, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you start doing that shit, you're out.
We're having problems.
We're going to have real problems. You're going to be out of my house. So, yeah.
Because I get turned on when I see the girls on TikTok do it.
Don't ruin it for me. I don't want to be thinking about kids when I watch the anime. Yeah. So, I need to find one that's maybe good. But I just, I dip in and out a lot at the minute.
Yeah.
And like I said, Loki grabbed me. It was grabbed me enough that I binged it. And I very much prefer binge watching to one every week.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really keep up with stuff. There's been a lot of dramas that I've got into like three episodes and then life gets in the way. Whereas if there's a really good one and it's all available, I might do it in one day.
Okay.
I'll have one Saturday where I'll just smash them all out.
Mm.
And that's more my style these days.
Yeah. You know, I binge a lot. Like if I'm washing up or sometimes at work, I'll watch something. So when I'm like doing housework, I'll have something on the go.
Yeah, you're good at that. I can't, to a degree, I might put it on my phone when I'm doing washing up. But I get distracted and I have to play it again because I haven't been paying attention. Because I like to concentrate on washing my dishes.
Yeah.
So I can't really do two things at once. I end up repeating myself.
I love washing up, making the kids' lunches.
Yeah.
I've got something playing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your little habit, which is good.
Mm.
But anyway, we're rambling now. So let's finish off the episode. Then we can go play some games.
Let's do it.
So let's do that. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for episode 21. I think the goal is to just try and keep these really as lighthearted as possible. We did go through a little phase of maybe being a bit repetitive and moany.
Yeah, it was a bit of a disjointed episode, but we still got some nice points across, I think. Answered some good questions.
And it was still good fun. Nice having a bit of a different drink this week.
Yeah, thank you for the margarita.
The salt really did make those. I think without that, it was just pop.
Mm, yeah. But salt definitely added new level.
I think it would be nice now to actually try a proper tequila, a proper margarita.
I love a tequila.
With the salt and give it a proper go. But that's very party friendly.
Yeah,
if you're 5%, you can have one of them and still drive
home. I cycled over here because I thought he's got lime. I'm thinking he's making old fashions or something.
That would have been nice as well.
And so I cycled over here and I've just had fruit juice.
Well, we've got four beers in the fridge and I've got a bottle of wine.
We've got plenty of booze.
So we've got plenty of booze. Let's get on it. Thank you, everyone.
Thank
we'll catch you on the next one.
Next time.
See you soon. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.